From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I'm gonna rid myself a house in the shade of the freeway. Gonna pack my lunch in the morning and go to work each day. And when the evening rolls around, I'll go on home and lay my body down. And when the morning light comes streaming in, I'll get up and do it again. Amen. Say it again. Amen. I wanna know.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was The Pretender by Jackson Brown, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ebony Ellis. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening February 3rd through the 5th, 2023, at the North Charleston Convention Center, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happened a few weekends ago. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Jana Hart with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting about their new show, revised showroom. They have been doing a lot of work on the Carolina Lanterns and Lighting showroom, and Jana's going to tell us all about the new changes and improvements. Also, Stephen Ortego, he is the owner of Iola Modern, and Iola Modern is a modern furniture store in North Charleston, and they've had such great growth that they are opening up a new showroom also in North Charleston. Their current showroom is on near the Park Circle area, off of East Montague, and then if you turn around and you go toward West Montague, they are in the process of remodeling a building on West Montague Avenue. So that will be opening up in November, and we'll be talking to Stephen Ortego about that. Also, Karen Cavanaugh, she's a financial analyst with Carolina's Wealth Management, and she's made over 100 appearances on CNBC, she's an expert in her field, and she can also help you with your financial needs if you're doing any planning for the future, and we all need to be doing that. She can help you with that, and then she's also going to be telling us about the current market, what's happening with the stock market, in addition to what's happening with the housing market and the interest rates and so forth. So it's a very interesting conversation that we'll be having with Karen Cavanaugh with Carolina's Wealth Management. And then also we'll be talking with Paul Hume. He is the owner of J.I. Small Engine Repair. And don't let the name fool you. He's got a brand new building that they have opened on John's Island on Maybank Highway. And they sell these vehicles. They're the easiest way to describe them is they're similar to golf carts, but they're 10, 20 times better than a golf cart, and they're called NV vehicles, neighborhood vehicles. It's a play on words there. And they've got power steering. There's like a built-in cooler on each of these NV vehicles. And then he's also going to be talking about these electric bikes that they just started selling that have like a 40-mile distance that they can run on one charge. And that sounds really interesting, especially with Christmas coming up. People are always looking for gifts for the special person in their life. But I did want to mention, go back to the Charleston Holman Design Show happening February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. We had an exceptional fall show a few weekends ago, and so many vendors at the fall show were so pleased with the homeowners that they were talking with and the projects that they were lining up, that they have many of them signed up for our winter show. So we are almost at the point where we're going to be having to start a waiting list for space in case somebody always does. There's always some kind of reason why a vendor has to drop out. And so we if you happen to own a home service provider business that caters to affluent homeowners and you'd like to talk to us about the Charleston Home and Design Show, we're almost sold out. We're about to start a wait list. Look us up online, Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and have a great weekend. And joining us on the phone right now is Jana Hart with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. How you doing, Jana?
Hi, great. Thank you.
Good. Jana, take a moment and tell everyone about Carolina Lanterns and Lighting.
Well, we're a full lighting showroom offering everything from indoor lighting, decorative lighting, your recess, under cabinet tape lighting, all the way to your full exterior lighting from step lighting, lanterns. Of course, we're well known for our custom lanterns. All type of outdoor, even like chandelier fixtures, and just accent lighting for outdoors.
Gotcha. And Carolina Lanterns and Lighting, you folks are very well known for having very close relationship with lots of custom builders here in Charleston that are building dream homes for their clients. And you get a lot of the homeowners that are having custom homes built come into Carolina Lanterns and Lighting, right?
Absolutely. That's part of the fun in it, is we get to be a part of their, exciting life-changing process and help out. The lighting is one of the only decorative elements, that kind of brings a home together that takes place with the builder itself. Mm-hmm. And so we work with a lot of builders. We have electrical floor plans that we go off of and, can sit down with you, with the designer, architect, and select everything that's needed for your home.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what about the staff at Carolina Lanterns and Lighting? Talk about their qualifications in terms of being lighting experts.
Absolutely. So we go through a rigorous training just to keep people involved. We're a member of the ALA, the American Lighting Association. You wouldn't believe the knowledge on just light bulbs. It takes training to know what lumens and wattage and things that are needed. We have regular, this morning we had a meeting with a tape lighting to go over, all the different dials and, connections and how all the tape lighting upgrades that we get to that, because it's amazing the upgrades that take mm-hmm. place on a regular basis. Same with recess. We had a training last week on recess lighting. Back in the day, it was the big cans that attached to the frame with the trim kit. Nowadays, you can get like a retrofit that you don't even have to have that big housing in there. You can just do a connection with the junction box. So things are really progressing.
Well, that's great. That's great. And speaking of progress, I've been noticing a lot of work crews at the showroom when I've driven by. What's been going on inside the Carolina Lanterns and Lighting showroom?
Yes, lots of exciting things. So not just the inside, but the outside as well. So we've started on the outside. We've changed the entire appearance. We've painted the building a fresh white and gray color. Tore up a lot of the landscape, and it was just getting, had been there for so long, just cleaning it up. tearing down some trees to just open it up. And we've got new landscaping down just this week. So we're waiting for that to kind of flourish and get a little bit larger so that it really adds to the, you know, the atmosphere and the aesthetic look to the building. We had changed our logo a couple of years ago and just got our updated logos on all of our signs around the building. So everything's fresh outside on the inside. Oh, it's just gorgeous. You've got to see it. But we totally, like, literally painted the ceilings, put up new clouds. The clouds are the fixtures that hang of our lighting, have new clouds up, painted the entire interior as well. Got rid of the kind of older beige colors and went with the, you know, the popular whites right now. We've got an outdoor section that we have completely renovated. So, all of our lighting items are in one location. It's really, you know, we've got greenery all back there. It's really, really nice. Little things like our desk. You used to have the brown desk. Everything's white, you know, acrylic chairs, all nice new tables throughout. So it's really, you know, really coming along. We have a little bit more we want to do, but it's looking amazing. Mm.
I bet your staff is really excited about those improvements too.
Absolutely. So even this morning we've had some customers came in and said, oh, I haven't been in it, you know, 6 months. It looks so much different. And it's just that bright and airy, you know, more flowing and aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. Has Carolina Lanterns and Lighting added any new light fixtures in the showroom?
That is on a, not even a weekly basis, a daily basis. We are switching out lighting. Constantly doing upgrades, manufacturers get new items in. We're getting those on order, getting them on display immediately, sometimes before they're even available, really to purchase in quantity, but, you know, to be the first ones to be able to order those. And a benefit even of that when we're switching out a lot of displays, we have an outlet center where our warehouse is over off of Clemens Ferry. And we move a lot of our display pieces to our outlet. So it's a great opportunity to go to our outlet center and be able to buy, you know, nice high-end fixtures at a discounted price.
Oh, that's awesome. The outlet center, that's so it's not just a bunch of scratch and dents, which I'm sure you have some of those too, but it's light fixtures that were previously in the Carolina Lanterns and Lighting showroom, and they've been replaced, and you've moved them over to the outlet center for. And how are they discounted?
So it varies depending on, you know, what type of fixture it is, or we also have a lot of our custom lanterns there, so. You know, every now and then we'll get the coppersmith will have, you know, because all of our lanterns are custom made local right here, in America. Actually, you know, we have one coppersmith right here in South Carolina. And if they've made one that a customer, you know, want a different style and they have to get rid of it, then we'll go ahead and just still buy that and sell it discounted at our outlet center. Mm. We'll also get a lot of maybe discontinued merchandise or merchandise that these manufacturers have, they feel like overstock of. And so we'll be able to buy those items at a discounted price. And when we pass that on at the outlet center so that you can get something, we buy it in quantity, so then you can get it also at a discounted price. The fixtures for display, we send those over there. I mean, you're getting at least 30% off.
Are you noticing any specific finishes or styles that homeowners are gravitating toward these days?
I'd say the newest, it's not a completely new trend, but it's still hanging around, is brass is still very popular for your accented areas, you know, like your foyer, your dining, two-tone. So even a black and brass, a black and chrome, two-tone finishes are really popular. You know, you don't have to stick with one finish anymore, even if it's in a kitchen and you have, you know, brass handles, you can do, you know, a black fixture if you need. Mm-hmm. So the mixing metals is, you know, definitely a popular thing still. 70s, going back to retro 70s, we're seeing a lot of that starting to kind of come back, which you always know, you know, when it was in fashion one time, it's going to be in fashion again.
Yeah, true.
And we're starting to see those 70s styles come back a little bit with a different tweak and modern version to them, but still they give that 70s vibe.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get in touch with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting?
You're welcome to stop by our showroom anytime. Sales staff will be more than happy to help you. Our address is 1362 Chuck Dolly Boulevard. We're right on the in Mount Pleasant. We're right on the corner of Bowman and Chuck Dolly. Easily accessible. We have an outlet center off of Clemens Ferry. It's 445 Deanna Lane. You can always reach us by phone at 843-881-4170. And also online, carolinalanterns.com. You'll be able to see a large selection of things that we offer online. We have additional ones, that we can't put online that we just sell to ones in the store. But that's a great place to start.
All right. Good deal. We have been talking with Jana Hart with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. Thanks so much, Jana.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
And joining us on the phone right now is Stephen Ortego with Iola Modern Furniture. How you doing, Stephen?
Hey, Tim. Doing well. Thank you.
Good. Stephen, take a moment and tell everyone about Iola Modern.
Iola Modern is Charleston's source for modern design, furniture, lighting, and outdoors. We've got a new store that's going to be opening up this fall. We hope to be open up right around Thanksgiving time with 4,000 square feet of many more selections than what we've previously had in Park Circle.
Gotcha. Well, you must really like Montague Avenue in North Charleston because your existing Iola Modern store is on East Montague Avenue in the Park Circle area, and then the new store will be opening up on the West Montague side of things, correct?
Yep, that's correct. This month, Iola Modern just made 5 years in our current location. Excited about our growth and what's to come. We believe wholeheartedly in North Charleston and in the Montague corridor. There's a lot of new construction happening on West Montague, and so we're excited to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not to mention that if a homeowner is building a custom home, first of all, they're going to be interested in taking a look at the home furnishings that Iola Modern has for their new home, but they're also visiting North Charleston to there's a lot of stone and granite companies in North Charleston. There's appliance stores that they're picking out their high-end appliances in North Charleston. So it's very convenient for them while they're up there to swing on by Iola Modern to look at what kind of new furniture is going to look great in their newly built home, right?
That's true. In fact, our new store is going to be located at 3169 West Montague. Just up the street from us on Dorchester Road is Melzer Tile. Not far from us, just south of here, is Ferguson Showroom. Gateway Supply Company, who we use a lot for plumbing, is up in North Charleston. So there's a lot of other businesses that are all part of the new home build and renovation genre. I'd like to add that Iola Modern also offers full service interior design. So we are there for you with your new build and for your home renovations, everything from design to furnish and ready for you to move in.
Well, that's great. So what prompted you to decide to expand Iola Modern from your current location on East Montague Avenue in Park Circle?
Sure. Well, so, Iola Modern, as I said, we're just celebrating our 5-year anniversary. And when we started the business, we had to be mindful of that we were doing something very new and different in the Lowcountry. There hadn't been a lot in the way of modern design in the area. And so out of a little bit of caution, we started off with a smaller space. But we found that there is definitely a customer base and a market for us in the area. Our business has grown tremendously over the past 5 years. And so there was a real need for showing more. We have customers that just want to see more from us. Mm-hmm. And so the space gives us about 3 times the square footage for us to be able to show them what they want to see.
Well, that's great. Well, I have the highest respect for you to not only open up a small business because I'm a small business owner myself, but to get to that first year mark and then to sustain it for 5 years. People take that for granted, but there's a lot of ups and downs that happen in your first 5 years in business. And so congratulations on your success with Iola Modern.
Thank you very much. We're proud of it. But, you know, part of our success comes from the fact that we have a great team. All of the people that work with us at Iola Modern are design experts. We offer personalized service. We hold your hand through the process of design. So we feel that, you know, those efforts are what make us successful. Mm-hmm. And that's the experience that any new client's going to get with Iola Modern.
Right, right. Can Stephen, the new Iola Modern store is not open yet. You're still putting the finishing touches on it, but can you kind of paint a picture for our listeners as to, you know, when they first walk into the new Iola Modern store, what will they see and experience?
So we're very excited to have partnered with Rachel and Lucas Boyd of Boyd Architects. They're a local architecture firm here in Charleston. We gave them a lot of free rein to come up with a great design that they thought fit best with our brand. And so you're going to walk into a very modern, very clean and fresh, newly built design showroom with Iola Modern. We're going to continue featuring American leather and Copeland furniture, which are made here in America. Blue Dot is going to have a big presence here. That's a company out of Minneapolis. And Cartel is our Italian design partner. And we're going to have a Cartel shop inside of our new store. So we've gone around the world sourcing the best in modern design for Charleston.
That's fantastic. And what do you say to some of our listeners that might be thinking, well, I don't live in a modern home, one of these modern designed homes, will modern furniture fit into my traditional styled home?
Absolutely. Some of our, you know, best projects that we've worked on have been historical homes in Charleston that have a lot of ornate detail and relief in the architecture and design of them. And so the clean lines of our furniture really allow for the trim, for the architectural details in these homes to shine. So I really feel like there's a nice juxtaposition between the old world charm and new modern design. For people that don't think that they like modern design, I would like to introduce them again, because what we simply mean is free of fluff, free of extra relief, extra details. What you see is pretty straightforward, but the real feature that we offer is quality, and that's what you're coming to get at Iola Modern.
A very uncluttered look, right?
Correct.
Well, what's hot these days with modern furniture at Iola Modern? What are your customers seeking when they talk to you folks at Iola Modern?
So we are still seeing a big movement in the sort of mid-century modern design. People still want it. It's been, you know, hot for a couple of years now, but it is timeless, and people are still very much wanting that look. So we're still doing quite a bit in the mid-century modern aspect. A lot of people are moving towards the sort of 80s and 90s vibe in their homes, and that's fun. So with that, you see a lot more new pastel colors. We're moving away from sort of the brighter, punchier colors into a softer palette. So I would say, you know, really still the mid-century look is very big for us. And then the current look is this, you know, 80s and 90s modern.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, very good. Well, and you mentioned that Iola Modern has a full service in interior design service. So what's involved with that if someone wants to take Iola Modern up on that?
Sure. It's everything from, you know, updating a room in your home to building an entirely new house. So that could look like, as far as what your needs are, we're there to meet them when it comes to coming up with a design for the space, working with your builder, working with your architect, working with all the other people that go along with the construction job, and making sure that you're getting the best end result at your budget and on time.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get in touch with Iola Modern?
Visit us at our current location at 1021 East Montague Avenue, or you can find us on social media on Instagram at Iola Modern, or you can reach us at 843-225-6286.
That's great. And I've asked you this before, but we might have some listeners that weren't aware of this. Where does the word Iola in Iola Modern come from?
So Iola is my great grandmother. And she had a very contemporary, in fact, mid-century modern home. And I grew up in a family of interior designers, architects, furniture folks. And we were a very traditional aesthetic as a family. And I always really enjoyed Isle of Modern's clean, sharp lines of her home. And so that's where the Isle of Modern name came from. Mm.
What a wonderful tribute to your grandmother. And her legacy is living on through you, right?
It is, and we're excited and proud of that.
Well, that's great. Well, we've been talking with Stephen Ortego with Iola Modern, and be looking for the newest Iola Modern location that will be opening on West Montague around Thanksgiving time. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Tim. Have a good day.
And joining us on the phone right now is financial expert Karen Cavanaugh with Carolina's Wealth Management. How you doing, Karen?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Karen, take a moment and tell everyone about Carolina's Wealth Management.
Carolina's Wealth Management is a comprehensive financial planning company that is part of the Ameriprise Financial Services Group. And we do comprehensive financial planning for our clients, retirement planning, estate planning, tax efficiency planning, the whole gamut of financial comprehensive advice. And we've been in business in the Carolinas for more than 25 years, and we enjoy helping everybody that we can. And we'd love to reach out and talk to new people and see if there's any way that we can help them.
Who would you say needs the services of Carolina's Wealth Management? And what is it exactly that Carolina's Wealth Management does for your clients?
Well, I think everyone can benefit from a financial manager. It's almost like having a coach. And although I've been in the investment management business for more than 30 years, it always helps to have somebody to help guide you and to keep you on the right path. A lot of people are worried about retirement specifically, and it's looming large, but they don't have any actual guide map or GPS to get them through retirement. And so we help investors or help any clients with determining what their goals are and how those strategies to achieve those goals. And so I think anybody can benefit from having a financial planner, but most of our clients are looking at retirement and they're coming close to retirement and they're starting to get worried about how they're going to fund retirement and making sure that that they don't run out of money during their lifetime and have the most comfortable and enjoyable retirement that they can. So most of our clients are nearing retirement or in retirement and looking for some goals-based advice on how to navigate that landscape.
Gotcha. And a lot of people have been very nervous about the stock market. I would imagine that a fair number of clients for Carolina's Wealth Management are relying on the stock market, the investments that they have in the stock market to live on a daily basis. And I've always heard that when the stock market goes down, some of those people that are heavily invested in stocks, they feel poorer. They don't feel as wealthy as when the stocks rebound, and what do you have to say about that?
Absolutely, Tim. Well, investors hate losses twice as much as they like gains, so that's definitely true. And we have many clients that are looking to the stock market for growth, because let's face it, interest rates have not been high. You can't put your money in a savings account and expect to see it grow over time. And so there are a lot of clients that are reliant on the stock market. And when we have recent volatility, as the way we have, and it's been volatility to the downside, investors get nervous, and they tend to be their own worst enemy, making knee-jerk reactions and usually decisions to the detriment, trying to time the market, get out of the market, chasing returns, forgetting about diversification. So we help to keep clients on target with volatile markets. And I think investors forget that markets do go up and down. And we've had a couple great years of the market, and we've been in a very long bull market, except for the 2020 dip. We've seen some stellar returns in the stock market. And investors have a tendency, when things get bad, to get very nervous. Now, and they may want to just go to cash, and that might sound like a good idea. But remember, we just got our latest inflation read. 8.3% is the CPI. Well, cash is not really a great place to park your money long term, because you're going to be eroding purchasing power. And when clients, they have to remember that they're going to be in retirement for quite some time, and they want to be able to keep up with inflation and make sure they maintain their standard of living. So those investments that they have in the stock market are very important. Unfortunately, this is a year where also bonds are down. So investors who are in a normal 60-40 portfolio are seeing some negative numbers. And that's when they're especially nervous. And that's when we can especially help them and help guide them and help them see that over long term, they are going to meet their goals. And markets do go up and down. And that's a normal part of the stock market.
Gotcha. And I just wanted to mention that that Karen Cavanaugh with Carolina's Wealth Management, you have made numerous appearances on CNBC, and so people may recognize the name or your face if they were to see you, because what's that like when maybe you're part of a panel that is appearing on a national TV show?
Well, it's a little intimidating, because you never know what they're going to ask you. But it's usually what's going on with the market and how can investors navigate these market conditions. And I like to say, well, you know, as I said, markets do go up and down. But one of the things that investors have to take a look at is company earnings. And right now, companies are still doing quite well, despite all of the market volatility, despite the inflation, despite the Fed raising interest rates. The companies are still making money, and that means that there's still opportunity out there. But it's exciting, and it's a little bit overwhelming sometimes, just because there's such a quantity of data out there, and I can't imagine how it is for some of the clients and investors, because there's over 300 economic data points that are released every single month by different government agencies. So there's a lot going on. So I really like to be able to break it down for investors and help guide them and tell them what the salient points are, so that they don't have to worry about every single thing. And usually it does come down to the corporate earnings. Those corporate earnings are taking all those economic data points and digesting them and telling us really what's going on. And so even though right now things seem pretty bad, companies are still making money, and that's a positive for investors to take a look at. But yeah, it's fun, and it's a little bit nerve-wracking at the same time to be able to go onto national TV and talk about the markets.
Right. Probably a little less intimidating to be on our radio show, right?
A little bit less, but still just as important.
Right.
You know, people are looking for information. They're looking for guidance. And it's definitely important to get the word out there. More and more people are in the stock market, interested in the stock market. And that's a positive, because that's where growth is. That's where investors can make their money work for them while they're asleep. Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing. We have so many clients that want to grow their assets. And unfortunately, not all of us have enough money where we can just say, hey, we don't care if we make money in the stock market. We want to see our assets grow. So it is a very important part. And money is such an important part of an individual's, you know, just well-being. So it is extremely, extremely crucial that investors kind of keep an eye on what's going on, but not obsess about it and take a look every day to day and worry about what's going on in their portfolios. And that's why having the plan, and that's what Carolina's Wealth Management provides, that plan, that GPS to get from point A to point B, is so important for investors to navigate, especially environments like today.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left, but I wanted to ask you, let's say somebody is listening today and they have their investments with another financial planner, or maybe they just, you know, have a 401k. What's the process? They give Karen Cavanaugh with Carolina's Wealth Management a phone call. What do you do from there to bring them on as a client?
Well, one of the things about Carolina's wealth management is that is unique is that we offer a free second opinion to anybody. No obligation. If somebody wants us to take a look at their investments and have me as a CFA and a former portfolio manager, I manage a mutual fund with over $1.2 billion in when I was working in New York, I'll take a look at their investments. I'll take a look at how they're invested and give them a free second opinion. So all they have to do is call our office, and we'd be more than happy to sit down with them, tell them if it looks like they're on track. And again, it's no obligation on either part and whether they want to work with us. And if they do, then we go through a comprehensive plan of all of their assets, all of their income, what their goals are, what they think they are spending. And we map out a roadmap for them through age 100 or however long they think they're going to live. And so, but the first step is just making that phone call to Carolina's Wealth Management, and we'd be more than happy to take a look at what they have and see if they're on the right track.
All right, good deal. And you mentioned that you used to live in New York, but you live in Charleston now?
Yeah, I live in Mount Pleasant. I've been here for over 10 years, but for 10 years, I was a portfolio manager in New York City, and I managed a mutual fund. And so I'm no stranger to money management. But now for Carolina's Wealth Management, I create in-house sort of mini mutual funds that are no additional cost. So there's no additional fees on that, because some of these mutual funds, they really can add, the fees really do add up, and a lot of investors aren't really aware of that. So we do money management in-house for as low cost as we can, using all the tools available. And I think it's pretty dynamite. So, and we're always happy to talk to new clients to even if it's just to take a look at once over on their, what they have, and make sure that they're doing the best that they can for their retirement.
And what's the best way to reach you, Karen, Karen Cavanaugh with Carolina's Wealth Management?
The best way is to call our office or to just, to go on the internet to carolinaswealthmanagement.com, and they can call one of our, we have offices in Myrtle Beach, we have offices in Mount Pleasant, and we have offices in Seneca and all over the Carolinas. So they can just reach out to one of our 1-800 numbers and give us a call and schedule an appointment.
Gotcha. And it's Carolinas, plural, Wealth Management.
Yes, Carolinas.
Gotcha.
Carolinas Wealth Management.
All right. Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Karen Cavanaugh with Carolina's Wealth Management. Thanks so much, Karen.
Thank you, Tim.
And joining us on the phone right now is John Hanna with J&K Home Furnishings. How you doing, John?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. Thank you, John. John, take a moment and tell everybody about J&K Home Furnishings.
Well, J&K Home Furnishings has been in business a little over 25 years. We've got 7 locations ranging from the North and South Carolina border of Little River, South Carolina, to our most southern location and newest location here in Mount Pleasant, over in the Bell Hall Shopping Center.
Okay, good deal. And what kind of styles of furniture does J&K Home Furnishings offer?
We offer a little bit of every style and every price point. The advantage to J&K Home Furnishings is we can help you as little or as much as you want with both furniture and design. We can really come in at any point of any project and suit you from one piece to a whole home full of furniture, and hitting any price point from promotional to good, better or best in both price point and quality.
Okay, very good. And when you let's go to the one end of the extreme that you just mentioned, somebody buying a whole home of furniture. Who would that customer typically be? Would they have moved into a new home, or are they building a new home, or is this a second home?
Mm-hmm. It really ranges in both project and the demographic of the customer. We've seen a lot of new, younger families with small children either building or buying a larger home down here that will come in and partner with our designers. the great thing with our designers is they'll work with what you have as well as filling in what you need.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a older clientele that's downsizing or retiring down here. Again, possibly new construction or buying something already on the market, and they're kind of in the same boat. They're wanting to change things up a bit.
Very good. What would you say are some of the hot sellers today with for J&K Home Furnishings?
Well, our brands really are what set us apart. We are a big Bassett brand. We were their number one seller nationwide in 2021. But we've got everything from Lexington Home Furnishings to Hooker Furnishings, Norwalk, Universal, just such a wide array of variety and style.
Mm-hmm.
And very fashion forward as well. Some of the best fabrics in the industry.
Mm-hmm. How does the design help that J&K Home Furnishings offer? How does that work?
So many people come in with an idea of what they want or a partial idea of what they want, but they don't really know how to execute the plan. Partnering with our designers saves a lot of time and money. They can envision what you want, get it down on paper, get it planned out on a floor plan, and really complete the look for you, often saving you a lot of time and money.
Very good. And does that do people bring the floor plans to you, or do your designers do house calls?
We do both. If you've got new construction or if it's a secondary home, email in or bring in the floor plan. We can work from that. But we love to get out to the space, in the space with you, and get a real sense and feel of the room or the home and get to know you a little bit so we can better fit you for your needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you are the buyer for the entire company, J&K Home Furnishings. And
correct.
Do you buy furniture that's maybe more specific to the tastes of people living here on the coast here for the Mount Pleasant store that might be different from some of your other stores, or how does that work?
You know, it's very different. As the design director and the buyer, I design and set up our showrooms. And what we do, it just from showroom to showroom, can differ so strongly with the demographic of our clientele. We find on the northern end of North Myrtle Beach are people to be a little more traditional, while down here in Mount Pleasant and Charleston, we've got much more of a transitional and eclectic offering. So we do try and zone the stores to mirror what the customers are asking for.
Gotcha. And J&K Home Furnishings offers furniture as well as mattresses. Is there, what about like outdoor furniture, for example?
Absolutely. We have an exclusive offering on Universal's new outdoor coastal living line that is sprinkling into each of our showrooms currently.
And has J&K Home Furnishings been experiencing some of the delays and things like that, getting product in hand?
We have experienced some delays in our custom orders, but fortunately, we have been in a position like no other company in South Carolina. We have our own in-stock program, from upholstery to case goods, dining rooms, bedrooms, and that has put us in a position to be able to satisfy clients immediately
without
any hesitation.
Well, that's excellent. Well, I'm looking at the ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it features a beautiful bedroom suite, and kind of looks like it's looking out onto the ocean, and very, very coastal look with like a rattan style chairs as well as like a nice painted bedroom set with nice accessories. And you can find all of that pretty much at J&K Home Furnishings, right?
you really can. Anything from your rugs and flooring to your hanging light fixtures, your case good furniture, your upholstery, your mattresses, motion furniture, accessories. Truly, we are a one-stop shop, and we can help you, again, as little or as much as you would like.
Well, very good. And you folks are located in the former Steinmart store in Mount Pleasant and Bell Hall. That's a beautiful space you have.
You know, so many clients that shopped here at Steinmart previously walk in and think that we've either added on, expanded, or just demoed part of the building to make it larger. We really haven't. It's the exact same square footage. We've just got things displayed more differently.
How often do you change your displays?
Our big collections usually are not changed until in between our market seasons. For example, when we go up to High Point, if we commit to a big new collection of Lexingtons, it will change in the next few months. So 2 to 3 times a year for our big pieces, but honestly, the showroom gets tweaked weekly.
Yeah, okay, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about J&K Home Furnishings?
Lots of ways. You can go to our website for more info about J&K Home Furnishings, jkhomefurnishings.com. That will give you the address as well as the telephone number of all 7 locations. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. We also have our designer portfolios on our website as well. So not only can you see who you will be working with, you can see examples of their work as well.
Very good. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with John Hanna with J&K Home Furnishings. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.
And joining us on the phone right now is Paul Hume with J.I. Small Engine Repair. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, I'm good, Tim. Thanks for having us on.
You bet. Paul, take a moment and tell everyone about J.I. Small Engine Repair.
Well, the in-a-nutshell story is we started off as just a repair shop, and we got good enough reviews on the internet that people started coming to us and wanting us to sell their zero-turn mowers and push mowers and other things, and we grew and built a new building on John's Island here on Maybank Highway at 3444 Maybank. We now are one of the biggest repair shops in the area. We also sell zero-turn mowers. We sell utility trailers and dump trailers of all sizes, high quality. We have sell generators. And we've recently taken on a fantastic line of e-bikes.
Excellent, excellent. Well, let's zero in on the e-bikes and also the Envy neighborhood vehicle.
Well, I'll tell you, the e-bikes are interesting because I started having people asking me about them, and the problem they were having was you could, for the most part, only get them on the internet. And if you don't know what it is you're looking at, it's hard to buy stuff on the internet, even if you know you can send it back. But especially when you're spending, could be up to a few thousand dollars. So we did some research on them, Tim, and we found out that if you could have a dealership where somebody could come in and test ride one, they could see the different types, see the different colors, decide what fits them in their life and buy one, and then also have the value of having some service and warranty work behind it, somebody that'll help them with it down the road, that seems to be a big draw. So we've just gotten into this, but we're getting fantastic response. The bikes we sell are made by Aventon, A-V-E-N-T-O-N. They sell for under $2,000, which is a great price point, as some bikes I've seen on the internet for as much as $7,000 and $8,000. And they're true bicycles, Tim. You can ride it like a bike. You can have different levels of electric assist, depending on hills, depending how fast you want to go, depending on if you're on-road or off-road. And then you can even put it to the point where you're just on total electric drive, and they'll go 58 miles on a charge. I mean, they've come so far. So we're starting to get some real good response, and Christmas is coming up, and I think we're going to see an awful lot of them under trees this year.
Oh, that's great. And what's the brand for the e-bikes?
Aventon, A-V-E-N-T-O-N. ENTON. Look them up online. Really, really well made, well thought out. And they've sold, I don't know, a few hundred thousand of them, I know. I actually see people riding them by my shop on a regular basis.
Well, that's great. That's great. It does sound like, a friend of mine has an RV, and he has some electric scooters that he brings. But the only thing about the electric scooters, I feel a little funny as an adult, here's a 59-year-old guy driving down the street or in the RV park, but I think I would feel right at home on an e-bike. And
it's interesting you say that too, because some of the communities around here, particularly some of the gated ones, they won't let you on the scooters. They won't allow those in their areas, but they will allow an electrically assisted bicycle, and that's what we're talking about here. And you're still getting exercise with it. Huh. So it's not like you're just standing there, you're pedaling. And they've got 8 different speeds, and you can pedal with as much of your own power versus as much of the electric power as you want. It's total control. Little computer screen on there allows you to have, you can keep track of trips, trip mileage, how far, how fast, all that kind of stuff. So they're really, really futuristic and well thought out.
Gotcha. What's the price point on those?
They run about $1,300 up to about $1,999. So they're all under $2,000, the ones I carry. And I find they're a good price point. I've seen some lower expense or lower priced ones, but the ones I've actually put my hands on, or my butt on, as it were, just weren't the quality.
Gotcha. Well, the other flagship product that JI Small Engine Repair sells to homeowners is the NV Neighborhood Vehicle, and I hate to say that it's sort of like a golf cart, because that's sort of an insult to the NV Neighborhood Vehicle, but I'm sure you can describe it better for me.
Well, it falls into the category of a golf cart, but if you ever see one or drive one, you'll know it's a couple steps above. We try to sell the best quality for the money that can be bought. And when you look at the NV, you're looking at a solid fusion welded frame. You're looking at disc brakes, independent suspension, power steering, tilt steering. The seats, you feel like you're riding in your Lexus when you drive one of these. And the difference is, when you drive a golf cart, even the higher end, and I won't name any names, but the higher end golf carts, where you can buy the tricked out ones for $17,000 to $21,000, I've seen them. But the problem is, they're still a golf cart. They ride like one, they drive like one, the suspension's like one, the steering is like one, the seats are pretty much like one. They're really not that much of a, they're fancier looking. That's about it. These are a completely different vehicle. And like I say, they drive like your car, and guys come over to my shop all the time because they're the ones bringing their lawnmowers in, and they like it, and it's electric, it's silent, goes 20 miles on a charge. They think it's really cool, and they're looking for one for the neighborhood, and I tell them flat out, don't bring your wife to drive it unless you want one, because if she drives it, you'll own it.
Mm, yeah, and it's got some special features, right? Is there a built-in cooler?
Oh, it's got storage. It's got storage in the front, storage in the back. There's a cooler built in under the back seat. It's a touchscreen control. You can have more than one code to start the thing, so that if you have a teenager, or I actually have one customer whose wife's grandmother lives with them, and she likes riding the golf cart around the neighborhood, but going 20 miles an hour is way too fast for her. So they set her up with her own code, so when she drives it, it goes 12. And it accelerates a little more slowly, and it decelerates a little bit more slowly. And so she's way more comfortable with it. And that's what she does. But when he gets on it, he wants that baby to rip, rock, and roar. And so he puts that on his code. And, you know, you can burn rubber in these things.
And if you've got teenagers that are driving it, I would think that being able to limit the speed limit would be.
Oh yeah, you got a 12-year-old that you want him to ride around your yard with it, but you don't want him to drive it into trees. You could set it up at 6-8 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour, and let him learn how to drive.
Mm-hmm. Does it come in different colors?
really they're one basic color, which is kind of a grayish blackish color, but with the different accent colors, and the accents are orange and green currently.
And are they, did you tell me once that they're made in made in the state of South Carolina?
No, sir. They're made in Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. But they
are made by the same company that makes our Spartan Zero Turns, which is the fastest growing zero turn manufacturer ever that ever was. And so they're made in the same, actually not in the same plant. They just built a new plant, but they're in the plant right next door.
Gotcha. All right. Well, it sounds like J.I. Small Engine Repair has got a lot of great products. And then if you've already got some, what as far as the repair thing, part of the business goes, what kinds of equipment does JI Small Engine Repair work on?
Well, our motto is we sell the best and fix the rest. So you will do push mowers, riding mowers, zero turns, generators, pumps, pressure washers, anything like that. The one place we don't go is we don't do chainsaws, weed whackers, or blowers. We don't do handheld two-stroke equipment, but we do everything else.
Well, that's great. And if folks have not stopped